It is really good to be here with you today. We really welcome the opportunity to share God's word with you, to be together with you. Before we read, let's pray. Father, thank you for drawing each of us here today. I pray that today you meet each of us with your word and with your spirit. Help us to come to understand you more, and also help us to come to love and serve you more deeply through our time here together this morning. Father, I pray that you open the Bible to us and also open our hearts and minds to the Bible today. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read two texts for the sermon today. The first one is Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34, and then I'm going to read a few verses from Philippians 4 also. The sermon is mostly going to focus on the Philippians passage, but I wanted these words from Matthew 6 also to be on our minds. Let's read. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And then we'll turn over to Philippians, and I'll read Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to verse 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is God's word for us, his people, today. So I heard the story a couple years ago of a young mom who was in the grocery store with her toddler and her newborn baby. With the baby coming and all that, life had been crazy, so they hadn't gotten to the grocery store for a while. The cupboard was a little bare, so she had to get some stuff, but it was a challenge. While she was busy filling up the cart, her toddler was busy emptying the cart. Every time she'd put something in, she'd turn around and there'd be something else in there. She'd take that out, she'd put it back on the shelf, turn around, and something else would be in there. And then the baby would start crying, so she'd have to spend some time calming down the baby. And then she'd turn back, and the toddler had put five boxes of sugar bomb chocolate cereal or something like that. So she had to take that out again. And then the toddler tried to hide underneath the cart, and there was a scraped knee incident. And then the baby decided it was hungry, and the screaming just went on and on and on. And finally, the young mom stopped. She looked at the baby. She looked at the toddler. She looked at the cart. She looked up and down the aisle. She looked down again, grabbed the toddler's hand, picked up the baby, and just walked out of the grocery store and left all the stuff there in the aisle. I'm not quite sure what the family had to eat that night, but whatever, had to go home. All of us have those moments where we are just done. Maybe you go into work, and by the time you need to leave, you feel just done, and you wish you could walk out and never come back. Maybe your family is in the middle of some serious conflict or some serious sickness, or you've had a death of someone close to you, and you just feel harassed and scattered. Like you just can't take it anymore. And wouldn't it be great if, like that young mom, we could just walk away and leave all our troubles and leave the situation behind? But most of our troubles in life can't be solved by just walking away. Walk away from the shopping disaster, you end up with hungry kids and probably a grumpy husband later too when you have mac and cheese for the seventh night in a row. Our troubles endure. They stick with us. If we are honest, there is a lot in this world for us to be anxious about. That word that Philippians uses in verse 6 for being anxious gives a picture of someone who is harassed and overwhelmed. And a lot of us feel harassed and overwhelmed, and maybe just always, always on the edge of disaster. Rejoice, Philippians tells us. I will say it again, rejoice. Now that sounds like a great praise song, but it can be hard to believe that actually speaks to our lives today. When I read texts like this, I can tell there's a few people in the congregation usually who maybe they keep their church faces on, but I can see their eyes roll up a little bit, and I can tell they're thinking, seriously? Seriously? Rejoice and don't be anxious? Seriously? Yeah, right. I'm supposed to rejoice in the midst of what's going on in my life right now. I'm supposed to not be anxious with everything I have going on. Yeah, that's hilarious. We keep our polite church faces on, but in the back of our mind, I suspect more than one or two of us have that thought when we really read these texts. Life is tough. We have a lot to worry about. We've got tests at school, practices to make it to. Sometimes the car breaks down. It seems like there's never enough money. We have to live up to our family's expectations. Our kids get in trouble. Our parents can't do as much as they used to do. And along with worrying about all the things in our lives, we keep hearing all this terrible news about the next city over and the next state over and our country and our world, and things are tough. When we hear "don't be anxious about anything," our first thought might be, well, that's a nice slogan, but it can't be done. And so we develop all these coping mechanisms, all these things that help us deal with our trouble or at least squash our anxiety down for today. Some of us turn more and more to alcohol so we don't have to worry about tomorrow so much. Some of us lay awake at night obsessing over everything that's gone wrong and everything that could go wrong. Some of us pick fights with everybody because it's easier to fight than to live with the burden of anxiety that we have in our lives. Some of us just pretend that everything is always, always okay because we just can't look life in the face. Some of us are even anxious about being anxious. We read these texts in the Bible, we listen to sermons like this, and it becomes just one more thing to harass us. We think, okay, I can grit my teeth and I cannot worry anymore. And then we start worrying about whether we're still worrying. We all have some kind of coping mechanism. We all have some things that we do to make life not so hard. But none of those things really work. The things that we cling to for peace, they don't last. They betray us. They wreck our lives. Our worry consumes us. Our coping mechanisms become addictions that we can't escape. They break us down instead of helping us out. Now, I maybe should say that some of us do have, for whatever family background reasons or genetics or brain chemistry, some of us do live with debilitating worry that we're not in control of. Some of us maybe just need some medicine, or we need some therapy, or we need some extra help. And that's okay. If that's the situation you're in, don't beat yourself up about it. If you've got a family member or a friend in that situation, don't freak out about it. Some of us just need particular help in particular ways. Do the best you can. Use whatever helps are available. Get on with serving God the best you can with what you've been given. All of us have particular struggles. Some of us just need some extra help with our anxiety. But Philippians here isn't just talking to those of us who need that extra bit of help. Philippians tells all of us, every single one of us, not to be anxious. And when the Bible tells us not to be anxious, it's not saying, grit your teeth, find some extra willpower, and make yourself not worry. And neither does the Bible tell us, just always pretend everything's okay. Shove that unhappy stuff deep down inside and keep up a happy, worry-free appearance. That's not what the Bible calls us to. Instead, the Bible tells us to give our anxiety away. We're supposed to rejoice and not be anxious because we give our anxiety away. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, make your requests known to God. Don't be anxious about anything, but make your requests known to God. The Bible doesn't tell us to just force ourselves to stop being anxious. It tells us to turn our anxieties over to the Lord. We can rejoice and not be anxious because we belong to Jesus. If Jesus is our Savior, when we feel consumed by anxiety, we can turn to God and give it over to Him. I spent one of my college semesters in England studying at Oxford, and so, of course, I flew there. And those were back in the days when you could have all kinds of baggage along. And I was going for 3 months, and I didn't know what it was going to be like there. So I took everything that I could fit. I think I had a big roller and a small roller and a huge duffel bag and a backpack. And I think somehow I had an extra bag, too. So I got to the first airport. My parents dropped me off. And one of those people with the carts came up and said, "Hey, can I give you a hand?" And I am cheap. And I am cheap. And I was really cheap in college because I didn't have any money. So I said, no, I'm good. So I struggled up to the check-in counter, handed over my bags, got on the plane, flew to England, got off the plane in London, collected all my bags, and they had some nice free carts there to get you through customs. So that was great. I was chugging along with my cart. And then you had to give them up. And I had to go to the airport's train station. So again, I'm carrying all these suitcases and these bags, and I don't know where I'm going, and I've been awake for like 20 hours straight by now, and I'm exhausted, and I'm sick of it. And when I get to that train station, I have to get all the stuff on a train. I have to take the train to another train station. And then I have to get through that train station to a bus station. So I'm walking through the train station, and I start to have this problem with hating myself. I packed all this stuff. Ugh, what did I do this for? This stuff weighs more than me. And I thought about just dumping one of the bags and leaving it, but I really, really wanted that stuff. So I kept on going through the train station, being this stupid American that all the English people gave this funny look to, and I just kept going and going, and I'd stop to rest, and I'd put all my bags down, and I think, what in the world am I doing? And then I'd pick it up again, and I'd keep carrying my burdens. When it comes to anxiety, we often give ourselves burdens that are far, far too heavy to bear. We cannot bear the weight of this world on our own. When we hold on to worry, it breaks us down. And what the Bible tells us to do is to lay aside our burdens, to put down our suitcases full of anxiety and worry and all these things we think we need to hold on to let that go, to let God carry them for us. It is not your job to be God. The Lord is God. He's got that whole thing under control. Our job is to let go, to drop our anxiety, to give up this illusion that we can handle it on our own, and to trust that God has us in His caring hands. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us we should cast all our cares on God because He cares for us. We can give all our anxiety away to God because He cares for us. The book of Philippians was originally written for the church in a city called Philippi. Paul was probably the first person to bring the good news of the gospel there, and he paid for it. Maybe you remember the story from the book of Acts. Paul got into a lot of trouble with some powerful, powerful people in that city, and he and his buddy Silas were attacked by a crowd. And the crowd dragged them in front of the judges, and the judges ordered Paul and Silas to be publicly beaten and flogged. And finally, they were thrown in the city jail, and they were put in the inner cells in maximum security and tied down tight. Things did not look good. But of course, if you know the story, Paul and Silas didn't respond how I expect I would respond in that situation. They didn't sit there and cry and moan and wail and say, "Why did I do this? I should have never come here." Instead, they sat there and they prayed and they sang hymns. Sitting there in the dirt, all bloodied and beaten, who knows what was coming next? And they sat there and they prayed and they sang. And of course, eventually God sent an earthquake and broke the prison apart. And Paul and Silas ended up leaving Philippi a free man, free men. And in fact, the chief jailer was so impressed by Paul's witness and by the miracle of the earthquake that he and his whole household became believers. Now, that jailer and his household were part of the church in Philippi that Paul wrote this letter to. So when people first read this letter, they would have the picture of Paul beaten up and bloodied and in real deep trouble, sitting in their prison, singing praises to God, rejoicing in Christ, giving away his anxiety. We really, really can be free from worry because God gives us his perfect peace. The promise that verse 7 gives us in Philippians 4 is really the heart of this passage. And the peace of God, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God's peace is greater than our anxiety. God's peace is greater than anything that we humans can dream up. Our worry just leaves us on an endless treadmill. Our little coping mechanisms, our little schemes do not get it done. I have a 7 and a 5-year-old at home, and they really like to have things figured out. They really like to understand what's going on. And sometimes that brings us great joy as parents, and sometimes it's a little frustrating. There was a time a few months ago that we were going to take a weekend trip to Michigan, and the boys were just freaked out about all the details. We put them to bed the night before, and the questions just kept coming out of the bedroom. What if we can't see these people? What if the schedule doesn't work? What if we have a flat tire? What if the van's engine doesn't have enough oil? What if a giraffe and a dolphin steal our car? The children's books we could write in our household would be bestsellers, man. So on that particular night, we answered question after question after question after question. And finally, my wife, Laura, had this great idea. And she walked in and she told the boys, "You know what? There's a lot of things that are going to happen in the next few days. We have a lot to do. A lot's going to happen. But you know what? Daddy and I have it all figured out. You don't need to worry about any of those things. We will worry about them for you. You don't need to worry about any of those things. We will worry about them for you." Now, most of the kids' questions were really good questions. You don't want your van to run out of oil. You want to have enough food. You want to be able to see your friends and family. But Laura and I, we had it figured out. I checked the van. It had enough oil. I know how to change a spare tire. Unfortunately, I know way too much about changing spare tires. We had food. We know how to buy food. We had a schedule all lined up. We had everything under control. They really didn't have to worry about any of it. God's peace is so great that it exceeds our wildest dreams. The peace of God really does transcend our understanding. God's peace guards our hearts and our minds. When we're feeling all anxious and harassed and worried and uncertain, God's peace can give us true freedom from anxiety. Now, the word guard there in Philippians has really strong military overtones. When Paul wrote this letter, there were a lot of Roman soldiers in the city of Philippi, so people would have had this pretty clear sense of there being soldiers around who would keep things in order. This is a guarding that keeps things absolutely safe. No worries, no questions. One day a few years ago, I ran out to the library to pick up a couple books. And as I was going to the library, I realized that things felt a little different, a little off. And as I pulled up, the library was just down the street here. There was a church across the street. And as I looked ahead, I saw there was a garbage truck blocking the road. And I looked to the right down that street, and there was another garbage truck blocking that road. And I looked to the left, and there was another garbage truck that had just pulled out and stopped blocking that road. And then I took a little bit of a more serious look around as I was sitting at the red light, and I saw behind the garbage truck in front of me there was a SWAT team with all their guns out. And they weren't sitting around looking casual. They were looking with that look that people with guns have that you don't want to be by. And then I looked down this street again, and there was a police station there, and the parking lot was full. I think they had every police car that town had there, and all the officers were standing around looking pretty intense. So on the inside now, I'm freaking out, thinking, what do I do? Should I just back up and take off? But that's really a bad move when there's this many police people around, so I'm just gonna act normal. So I turned right, I drove down to the library, I parked my car, I took a careful look around, and then I got up, and as I was walking into the library, someone came out on the phone and said, hey, did you hear the president's here today? He's right across the street. He's like 500 feet from me. It's crazy here. There are like, I don't know how many police, everything. Man, oh man, it's crazy. So I took a deep breath. All right, everything's okay. But nothing was going to happen to the president that day. They had everything from SWAT teams to extra police to garbage trucks guarding the president. Nothing was going to happen to him that day. Nothing was going to happen to him on their watch. And that's the kind of guard that God keeps over all of our hearts and minds. We have plenty of things we can worry about, plenty of causes for concern, but God truly does give us his peace. Now, Philippians says that God guards our hearts and our minds. It doesn't say that God guards all our possessions. It doesn't say that God guards all our plans. It doesn't say that we always get our way. It doesn't say that we're free from sickness. It doesn't say that we get to hold on to all of our stuff. What Philippians says is that God will take care of us. Things may not always go right in this world, but God will always, always carry us through. When we belong to Jesus, we are not promised easy lives. But when we belong to Jesus, we are promised God's peace, and we are promised that God will ultimately keep us safe and that he will walk with us through whatever trouble comes our way. So today, truly do rejoice in the Lord always. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all our understanding, truly will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for your word, and we thank you for the peace that we can have in Christ. Father, I pray that you truly do bless all of us with this peace. In the broken and the hard places in our lives, help us to cast our cares on you. Father, we pray that you do bear our burdens, these burdens that are far, far too much for us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.